die from an overdose. Families, friends, and loved ones are left living through grief, singed with shame and judgment. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, there's now somewhere they can go to get help in central New York.
Quinica Ayers of Syracuse lost her son Draquan Robinson last year due to a lethal cocktail of Molly, Xanax, and fentanyl. He was a student at SUNY Morrisville and, after a party, was left unresponsive at a friend's home. She says he'd had a troubled youth but felt he'd turn the corner. But that's not what she heard afterwards.
People look at you differently. And, you know, people say, you know, well, you didn't do this. They often find blame in you when you're already thinking of things that you could have done differently.
Ayers says the way her son died created a new dynamic for her grief.
Because you have the grief plus the blame, the shame, the guilt, and the judgment from others.
She and others have found solace from their grief in a new support group created by the Onondaga County organization Hope for Bereaved. After receiving several calls from families of overdose victims and hearing stories of others who were suffering, the drug overdose group started meeting earlier this year.
It is a death that is not easily talked about in society, that it is a death that brings a lot of judgment. Whether we want to admit it or not, it isolates people.
Facilitator Kim Bermel says more than 24 people meet every month to let loved ones talk about the things that scare them the most or the things they don't want to say out loud.
You know, that after 20 years of fighting this drug overdose, Someone may secretly feel a little relieved that they don't have to live their life waiting for that phone call to come because it's so hard to live that way. And they feel shame for feeling that.
Bermel says the idea is that ultimately people can come to terms with this kind of grief if they see how others do it successfully. Bermel says this is the only overdose support group in central New York. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.